Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/maliciouscompliance, where this woman lies about her kids' ages to try and get some money off at the cinema. However, she fails to understand that now that she's said they're kids, she, as an adult, is going to have to accompany them into the cinema and pay for a ticket herself. You say your kids are 13? Okay. So this happened about 10 years ago when I worked at the box office of a movie theater, before automated machines were the norm. Adult tickets, that's 14 years plus, were $11.99. Kids, that's 3 to 13, were $9.50, and kids under 3 were free. I had a woman come to my till with two kids. Now, these kids look to be about 15, though it can be hard to tell sometimes. As many kids don't carry any kind of ID, the rule of thumb was to sell either a kid's ticket or an adult ticket based on how old the adult told us the kids were. Many people would abuse this and say the kids were 13 in order to save a few bucks. Typically, I didn't care, as I understood the prices were pretty high and this was a big chain, so a few older kids getting cheaper tickets wasn't a big deal. Now, what was different this time is that this woman was very rude throughout the whole transaction. We have a series of questions we have to ask throughout the transaction, loyalty program, etc., and we'd randomly get scored by mystery shoppers to ensure that we were following the script. This woman was annoyed and short with me throughout the whole transaction, when I was just being super friendly and trying to do my job. When we got to the part about what kind of ticket she needed, it went something like this. I said, "How old are the kids?" "Why?" she asked. "Oh, just so I know whether they need kids tickets or adult tickets." "What's the difference?" "Adult tickets are for ages 14 and up and are $11.99, and kids tickets are for 3 to 13 and are $9.50. "Oh, they're 13. "Okay, and which film would you like to go and see today?" She said the name of the film. I can't remember which one it was anymore. "Okay, no problem. For two kids and one adult, that will be $30.99 total." "Actually, I'm not going with them. I'm just dropping them off." "Well, unfortunately, this movie is 14A, which means you have to be either 14 or accompanied by an adult to see it." "Well, they're 14. "You just told me they're 13. "Well, they're actually 14. I just didn't want to pay the price for adult tickets." "Unfortunately, you told me they're 13. Unless you have ID that shows they are 14, I have to assume what you first told me was correct, and I can't allow them to watch this movie unsupervised as it's a 14A. "This is ridiculous. So what are my options?" "They can either go to a different movie that's not 14A, or you'll have to buy them a ticket and accompany them to this one." After a lot of back and forth about options, she finally decided to bite the bullet and buy an adult ticket to accompany them. I like to think she spent the next 2 hours reflecting on how her attempt to save $5 ended up costing her $11.99 and 2 hours of her time. Realistically, she likely bought the ticket, accompanied them into the theatre, and then left them there to watch the movie while she went shopping. But either way, it still cost her the extra $11.99 for her tickets. Wow, there you go. I actually love this story. It's just so good. What is the point of going against company policy? You know, straight up lying. Yeah, sure, it may not be illegal, but look, it's not great. For the sake of $5, what's the point? Come on. And look, I do agree with OP. It's almost definite that she walked out and did some shopping after just a few minutes, but that isn't the point. It's the principle of it all. First of all, she's had to go through all that faff to actually go with them at the same time, wasting a little bit of her time. That's brilliant. But yeah, the main thing that she can't get away from is the fact that after trying to save $5 cheekily against the rules of this cinema, she's actually had to end up paying $12 instead. Now that is just brilliant. It is great that employees like OP are told to take adults' words for it in terms of kids' ages, yet still, she's been mugged off. It's so good. I love it. Now moving on to our second story of malicious compliance. Don't bother you with quality control emails anymore. Have fun refunding a 10K order. I work for an embroidery company that embroiders logos onto uniform shirts. There's this one particular shirt we get all the time that has a diagonal closure, So the left side of the chest is essentially covered by a huge flap coming from the right side. There is such little room on the left side that any logo bigger than an inch looks like it's going into the person's armpits. After a few complaints, we made it policy to only allow that shirt to put logos on the right. A big company we work with likes to make massive orders with generalized embroidery placements. For example, 10 different types of garments, all embroidered with a logo on the left chest. Whenever I would see that this particular shirt was in the mix, I would reach out to them to let them know we needed to switch the logo to the right side. One difficult manager from that company reached out to their client with my suggestion and got an earful because the client insisted that their logo could only be placed on the left due to company policy. Instead of smoothing it over with her clients, this rep took it out on me. She sent me a very aggressive email stating that we were perfectly capable of embroidering the shirt on the left side because we'd done it in the past, and to stop blowing up her inbox with our suggestions for a better embroidery location. From now on, whatever embroidery location the order requests is final. So, I saved the email and got my boss's blessing to immediately stop all quality control emails for this company. Per manager. One day, a huge order comes in. All diagonal closure shirts, all left side embroidery. I maliciously complied and sent the order on its way, with no hassle to that manager. A week later, an executive from that company emails me, horrified. He forwarded photos of the client's shirts, all with the logos in the armpits. He said that they were having to refund the client over 10k and that the client was in uproar, never wanting to order shirts from them again. Why did we not tell them that this was a bad location for the embroidery? I didn't say a word. I simply forwarded the email the manager sent me, telling me verbatim that I was to no longer waste the company's time making useless suggestions for those shirts. Okay guys, now what you can see on screen right now isn't the actual shirt because OP can't post it for privacy reasons, but it is sort of similar to how it would be. So as you can see, if you wanted a logo on the right side of this jacket, or whatever it is, blouse, it just wouldn't fit. There's no space for it. And yeah, you can kind of understand how it would end up looking as if it was going into the armpit. Makes sense to me. Yeah, now this one, I'm sorry, but this company, and more specifically this manager, got exactly what they asked for. They got what they deserved. If you're not willing to listen to quality control from the company that is supplying you the item that you've ordered, then what's the point? Like, why even go there in the first place? You went to that company at first for some good products, right? They're telling you there's going to be an issue. Why wouldn't you listen? I get it, it's not perfect, it's not what the client wants, but either modify the order, as they said, put the logo on the other side, or just do another shirt. If you're gonna do this and just not listen, then what's the point? It makes no sense to me. You deserved it, sorry. OP, I also really like that you didn't bother really that much saying, no, we have to do this, we have to do this. After a while, just like, you know what? They're not listening to me. Why am I gonna keep going on about this and trying to get them to come round to this idea when they're not gonna change their minds? And the manager has literally said to me, stop emailing me about this. Screw it, let's go for it. See how they like it. Love it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now moving on to our next story of malicious compliance. Everyone else wants the meeting first thing in the morning. Okay. So, this story is being stolen from my girlfriend. She works at a company that provides warehousing, product prep, and direct-to-consumer services to other companies. She works in their office, dealing directly with several key accounts, but also has a few lines that she manages. The lines are responsible for prepping and building shipments. The line workers will gather in the morning and wait for their daily assignments, as well as any direct-to-consumer orders from my girlfriend. This detail is important. The other office workers help manage some of the accounts, but they do not manage the lines or direct-to-consumer orders, nor do they know how to. So, She comes into work one day and finds out they have a new director, and he wants to start organizing, streamlining, etc. You know, the things the new important person does to make it look like he's giving it his all. His first order of business is to have a mandatory daily meeting at 8 a.m. with everyone in the office that will take no longer than 15 minutes. My girlfriend requests that the meeting starts at 9 a.m. instead, as the warehouse workers will be doing nothing but waiting around for their assignments otherwise. The director, probably not wanting to look like he's playing favourites on his first day, puts this to a vote. And surprise, the other people want to start first thing in the morning, as they have nothing else to do at that time. So my girlfriend says, alright, if they want to start first thing in the morning, that's no problem. The next day, the meeting begins as soon as everyone arrives. And as they gather and the director begins talking, they hear the various lines start calling my girlfriend's name over the radio in the distance. 5 minutes go by, and now people begin wandering into the office. 10 minutes, and a small group forms. 15 minutes, and people are coming and going, patiently waiting for her, as she is ferociously tapping her pen on a clipboard. At this point, the director pipes up with a less than sincere, "Well, you look rather anxious, so if you have someplace to be, you can go if we're keeping you." She responds with a candid and rushed, "Thank you so much," and runs away to take care of her lines and process consumer orders. The new director, after this conversation, spoke with the owner of the company. To his credit, the director later that day sought out my girlfriend and recapped what she missed at this meeting, which ultimately ran for over 45 minutes. He also explained that the owner of the company informed him that she has the most responsibility of anyone in the office, generally can be relied on for anything, and is hands down his best employee. The meeting is now at 9 a.m. You know what, guys, correct me if I'm wrong here, but in my opinion, I don't even know if this is malicious compliance. It sounds almost like this director didn't realize the importance of your girlfriend's role, and it sounds like maybe she might even be undervalued by the company itself. I also don't really blame the director. He sounds like a good enough guy. He explained what she'd missed, and also it didn't sound as if he knew what her role really was or how important it was, or the fact that other people were going to be waiting on her. I don't know. Sounds weird. I don't really know if this was malicious compliance at all, or just the lack of understanding and communication before this meeting even took place. Let me know what you guys thought down below. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/malicious compliance. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you did and you want to see more from this subreddit straight away, check out this playlist on screen of my malicious compliance videos. If you are new to the channel, subscribe here and turn notifications on for daily Reddit videos. I'll see you guys all later on with a brand new one.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.